Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the pass rush, really the story of the entire day. They forced the intentional grounding, and that pretty much all but did it.
Well, the defense had 5 takeaways last week to get him the win in New England. They have 7 sacks today to lead the way in this one. Pittsburgh improves to 3-1.
And I'm just thankful to get the victory. I appreciate the fight of the guys. Certainly you want to finish that game off cleaner, man. So we got some get better ahead of us, but it's good to do that with a W. You know, we talked a lot about the late, great Ambassador Rooney last night. I know he's smiling at us today, man. It's just an honor, man, to fulfill his vision, to bring NFL football to Dublin, man. And been thinking about him a lot on a personal level. And so I'd be remiss if I didn't say that.
Well, I don't know how much he talked about it over the last 4 hours filling in for Joe, but Donnie didn't nail this one. He predicted that they would win one for the late, great Dan Rooney, that they would dedicate this game, the Steelers, they would treat it like a Super Bowl. They'd play inspired ball. And for 55 minutes, they did exactly that. And then he had Mike Tomlin say there to start his press conference from over in Dublin, "We want to finish the game cleaner." 412-928-9370, your turn to react to the Steelers starting 3-1 and beating a Vikings team that we labeled on this show as a legitimate team, very well coached with Brian Flores, the defensive genius, and Kevin O'Connell, the offensive guru. And the Steelers beat them 24-21, and at one point they were up 2 scores looking to make it 3 late in this game.
They were up 3 scores.
They were up 3 scores, and it could have been more, and that's where it got a little... what's the word I want to go with here? Sketchy?
Stupid.
Let's say?
It got
stupid?
Real stupid real fast.
Well, and so that's kind of where I want to start here. I will speak for myself, for starters, like I should, and then everybody else will put in their 2 cents. In this game, I put more stock in the first 55 minutes than I do the last 5. I thought the first 55 minutes were the best the Steelers have played all year. They were way better in the trenches in this game. It was the first game all year where I felt like their offensive line was better than the opposition's defensive line and vice versa. Both clicked. I thought they had an awesome, with a capital A, offensive game plan. It was the best offensive game plan I think Arthur Smith has had in his year plus as offensive coordinator, because it took away all the bells and whistles of the Flores defense. Their strategy was, we're just going to put in all our big people and run the ball until you stop it. That's how you get Washington playing way more than any other tight end. That's how you get Spencer Anderson getting more snaps than Pat Freiermuth in this game. That's how you get Ben Skoranek as the Steelers' number 3 wide receiver. And that's, in the end, how you get 4.5 yards per carry, 2 rushing touchdowns, and 131 yards with, by the way, Jaylen Warren out for this game. So I think there's more good in that respect than what we saw from Tomlin and the decision-making in the last few minutes of the game, which obviously a lot of people are not thrilled with. And based on what I saw on social media, a lot of people were pissed off about after this game.
I am going to say this. I am not as gung-ho about the first 55 mattered more than the last 5, because there's an element of Mike Tomlin can't keep getting away with this. That is my takeaway. But even the people in the national media who have started to come around to the fact that this guy is just a terrible in-game decision maker when it comes to what do the percentages dictate and then what does he do, they all sort of say the same thing. Well, Mike certainly hasn't lost his touch for the voodoo that allows the Steelers, when it appears like they should lose a football game, to be in position to run away with it and still end up holding on to it. Like, those people don't even understand how to quantify what Mike is able to do to, like, get them to a point where they're up 24-6. Here is what I will say about their first 55 minutes. Give them a ton of credit for, as you put it, neutralizing and game planning for the Vikings defense by just saying, we're going to punch you in the face repeatedly and see if you can stop it. I think that's the best way to attack a team that wants to get exotic, is to say, no, we're actually going to play. We're not even playing chess. We're playing Connect Four. I think I made that joke derisively on Friday. It more or less worked for them offensively. Their defense appears to be back in splash play fashion and in, like, getting negative plays in the form of sacks. You know what I'm going to give them the most credit for, though? I hate this when it, I feel like it happens to every team, and next man up is supposed to be the NFL's ultimate mantra. But when a team feels wounded to me, sometimes the Steelers just let them hang around. We've seen them lose games to teams that are undermanned or against backup quarterbacks, and you're scratching your head.
Yeah.
Donovan Jackson, the big left guard there that is really good for them, the rookie, he's out. He played last week, and then he couldn't play this week because of surgery. It was one of those, like, situations where he wasn't going to make the injury worse, but he had to get it fixed. Ryan Kelly goes out with a concussion. Brian O'Neill, who might be overall their best lineman, the Pitt product, really good right tackle, he's out. Keanu Benton starting to eat when their interior offensive line got busted up. Like, that's what a good defense should do, is start teeing off when you're going against guys who aren't their best.
Mm-hmm.
Make them look horrible.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. So I have to give them, like, very base level credit or very basic credit for when they had the overwhelming advantage in talent, it showed for almost the entire game,
yep.
Especially when Minnesota got hurt. So... And I thought, honestly, I thought their defensive game plan was pretty good as well until the end, when it just went completely to crap and all their corners were hurt and everything else and there were miscommunications. I actually thought they looked like a much more cohesive group for the majority of this game. And Carson Wentz has some skills that I think keep Mike Tomlin up at night, or had some skills. I thought they mostly made him look maybe not uncomfortable, because the numbers were really good to start the game. But I didn't feel like Carson Wentz at any point was going to take over that game. That's kind of a needle I'm threading there. You might disagree. I never felt like I did when Brady or Rodgers or any other really good quarterback would start carving them up and you felt like there was no way to stop it.
So
I felt like they had the upper hand on Carson Wentz.
So ultimately, do you feel like Tomlin had a good day or a bad day?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello?
Bad day.
Bad day.
Bad day because I'm so pissed off because he constantly does this crap. And then he says, we made it harder than it should have been on ourselves. It was, there's stuff to clean up. You have the stuff to clean up. You. It's you. Look in the mirror. You run the defense. You're the guy who had Chuck Clark out there not knowing who he was supposed to cover. You're the guy who had to be talked into going for it on fourth and goal in an obvious go-for-it situation by your quarterback.
Yeah.
You are the guy who presumably then said, we're running the ball for reasons that aren't clear to me. You are also the guy who then didn't go for it on fourth and half a yard when your team's success rate on running the ball, i.e. getting 4 yards or more,
right,
was 60% for the game, which is an astronomically good figure. You are the guy who did all that stuff.
Okay.
It makes me so mad when he tries. It's like, it's the meme. There's going to be people out there who know what I'm talking about, and Pony won't. I think you should leave. Guy in the hot dog suit. We're all looking for the guy who did this. When Mike says something like, we've got a lot to clean up at the end, it shouldn't have been this close, he might as well be wearing a hot dog suit because he's the guy who did it.
Okay, but
I can't be anything but honest. I came away from that game pissed off, and so did most of the people texting me and talking to me about it.
You came away from the game pissed off?
I said it last week.
3-1.
After the New England game, I said it's what he and they specialize in. It is another feel-bad win. They were way better for the first 55 minutes against this team.
There's no way this is a
feel-bad
win.
They were way better against a better opponent, in my opinion, this week. But I watch him just criminally mismanage the key moments in games when there shouldn't even be key moments because of his own mismanagement, and I get mad about it.
But I am going to quibble with one part of your anger and disappointment and frustration in Tomlin. His decision at the end of the game worked.
Barely.
Okay, but it worked. It was the right decision. I, in the moment, did not think it was.
Wait a minute. You're not a guy who goes results over process. The process was bad.
The process isn't bad though because it worked.
But if all we did on this show was they won, nothing to talk about, then that would you're being disingenuous to say that the process doesn't matter here. Of course it matters.
Hold on though.
Especially for a notoriously bad in-game coach.
Hold on though. If he goes for it, they stuff Gainwell. And the Vikings come down, kick a field goal, force overtime, and win the game. You'd feel better about Mike Tomlin today?
I would think that he made the right play based on
the
percentages.
But they would have lost!
So what? He would have lost doing it the right way.
So you'd rather lose doing it the right way
on
than
some
win
level,
doing
yes.
it the right way?
I would love,
what has happened to your brain?
On some level, I would like to know that he has started to make decisions that make mathematical and probability-based sense. Yes. The guy coaches with his gut, and it's the only reason that this game wasn't 31-14 instead of that it was 24-21.
But coaching with his gut or brain or whatever got them out to such a big lead in the first place because he did not just say, let's line up and play
football
against the Vikings.
Doesn't that make it doubly annoying that his own coaching malfeasance brought the Vikings back into the game? He runs the defense, so you can put a busted coverage on him.
Yes, I do. I do, but also...
Why go for it on fourth and goal? Riddle me this. Your quarterback talks you into it, and because you are deferential to a future Hall of Famer, you say fine.
Yeah.
Why the hell do you run the ball from the 3.5-yard line?
I have no issue with them running the ball there. I just didn't like how long it took for them to make up their
minds.
Wait,
why do you have no issue with them running the ball?
Because they had their best run game of the year! Because every time Kenneth Gainwell touched it on that drive...
Humor me, then.
It pretty much went for big games.
Humor me. If you needed a touchdown to win a game, okay, and that was the Super Bowl, and they were at the 3.5, fourth and goal, you'd have been okay with them running the ball to Kenneth Gainwell.
That's a totally different situation. You said
really because you're trying to win a game in the same way in this situation, even though you have the lead, you're trying to put a kill shot touchdown on them.
Actually, okay, so you're saying there's one play left. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it being a run play because that's what they'd been best at in that game. Running the ball.
You have Aaron Rodgers, who's a killer in the red zone.
So who do you want Aaron Rodgers to throw to in that situation? Pat Freiermuth, who doesn't even know when to block on an extra point? Where do you want the ball to go there?
Darnell Washington, the 8-foot-tall tight end, maybe?
Okay.
They all say they love throwing. How about just DK Metcalf, who physically is better than whoever's covering him?
Guess what? I would have been fine with either one of those two things.
I would have rather them thrown the ball to Ben Skoranek than run the ball.
Oh,
and I know
on.
Gainwell was
they
great.
They ran the ball great down there the entire game. It's what I didn't like was on, off, on, off. What are we doing? Things were rushed. Two situations were rushed. That was rushed, and then the delay of gameplay was rushed. Know what you're going to do. That's my gripe with Tomlin, but to come out of this game saying he had a bad day, they're up 18 points on a Vikings team that you and I anointed their defensive coordinator and head coach as coaching geniuses. And now we're not going to give the guy credit when for 55 minutes he coached circles around him?
Let me ask you another question.
He did. I hate to say it because I was wrong.
He did coach circles around him for 55
did.
Minutes. Let me ask you something. Let's say you and Amanda go to a very nice restaurant for your anniversary. Appetizer, great. Pre-dinner drink, great. Salad, you've never eaten a Caesar salad like that in your life.
Yeah.
Entree, terrific.
Yep.
Dessert, atrocious and gives you a bad stomach virus and you realize it's the dessert. How are you going to feel about that meal coming out of it?
I would feel bad about it, but
that's how I feel.
It's not analogous because they won the game. It's not analogous because they won.
He served me rancid ice cream, and I had diarrhea all night. That was the metaphor for this game. I know they won, and I still feel like it's going to come back to bite them.
The punt worked. It's interesting that in one hand you say the defense is back, but asking the defense to win the game was a bad idea. Which one is it? Defense back, Chris Mueller back in love with the defense, but relying on the defense against a quarterback you literally just said never really scared you in the game, and you're claiming that that decision was an idiotic one.
I would much rather try to get 18 inches of real estate on the field than not have the ball in my hands
trying to close out a game. That was my first guess. Bad decision. But it worked.
He was right, and you're giving him no credit. Credit for coaching 52 to 55 minutes of excellent football, out-coaching Brian Flores, out-coaching Kevin O'Connell. I want to bang my head off the wall, which judging by the YouTube chat, many of them would be happy to see me do until I were unconscious, because the last 5 to 7 minutes of this game, the first 53 minutes or so, 55 minutes, revealed the best of Mike Tomlin, why people nationally love him and why people locally don't understand why people nationally love him. The last 5 minutes revealed the absolute worst of him as a coach, and unfortunately for him, even though they won, that is the taste left in my mouth.
412-928-9370, Chris Mueller calling it a bad day at the office for Mike Tomlin in a win over the Vikings where he coached circles around Brian Flores and Kevin O'Connell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.